Well, considering six changes, to get a win like that must be doubly satisfying for you tonight.
Immensely satisfying, you know, with the changes that we made and the injuries and one or two needed a rest for the lads to come in, the squad players, and do the job as they did tonight. Absolutely brilliant for everybody, keeps the run going and puts it in a nice position in the league.
Dare I say comfortable for large parts?
No, never comfortable. I don't think against Peterborough they had a lot of possession, but we didn't want to change the formation tonight, so that's why we shoved people a little bit out of position. With Sean Miller doing a job wide for us and Callum McFadzean, it was more important that we kept that intact, I thought, tonight than which personnel we used.
How much of those changes were enforced? How much of it was technical? Did you have an eye on Sunday, for example, with any of them?
All those. It wasn't a lot tactical. It was more about, you know, Brayford's injured, Murphy's injured, Maguire's injured. And on Saturday at MK Dons, Harris was struggling, Scougal was struggling, Baxter and Flinney. So they were almost enforced. We got them on for a little bit at the time, but I don't think they could have played 90 minutes tonight.
But you've made bold changes before this season, and we've had this discussion before about players you bring in tend to do the business for you, don't they? And that's got to be pleasing, the fact you can delve deeper into your squad and know that they'll do your job.
Yeah, and I think the fact they're coming into a winning side and a confident side, that always helps. Bring them into a side that's struggling, it's a different matter. And we've still got the spine of the side out there as well. You know, the goalie's been in great form, and you know, you've got Neil Collins there, you've got Michael Doyle and Connor Cody, so Matt Hill's played a lot, so there's enough experience out there to look after them.
Ben Davis, first goal for him, cracker.
Absolutely superb, yeah. People, you know, the lads on the bench are a bit surprised, you know, we're a little bit less so because we've watched him do it for a few seasons, and we watched him take a bag of balls out after training when everybody's gone home and practice, and that's why he's so good at them. But it's an incredibly good free kick.
And playing out of position as well, remember.
I know, people will talk about his goal, and rightly so, but you remember he's played nearly the best part of two games for us now at right back, and looked very comfortable, done his job. Yeah, Ben's one of those you can rely on, you know, talk about making changes and stuff or putting people out of position. You can just rely on the Ben Davises of this world.
Young Kennedy, centre-half, he's not had an awful lot of football, but just slotted in so well alongside Collins.
He's been exceptionally good in the under-21s this season, so he's been on the bench the majority of games. I think because Maguire and Collins have been so good, he's not had too much of a chance, and then we filled him with Matt Hill, but needed him tonight, and he came through.
And Porter, composed as ever, got his chance. He just likes scoring late, I think, doesn't he?
It seems at the moment, every time he comes on, I think he thinks he's going to score, which helps. You know, he's full of confidence, and you know, half a chance, and it's in. But we could have had that second goal a bit earlier, and certainly before half time. We're a bit disappointed not to go in one up at half time.
And another clean sheet. It's several hours now since you conceded a goal. I mean, that just gives the whole place a lot of belief, presumably.
It does, same at the other end, you know, strikers think they're going to score when they're in a rich vein of form, and defenders think they're, you know, they're going to keep clean sheets, and apart from one, I think Sean Miller should have whacked it up the line and didn't, and they had a chance late on. Mark Howe's not had too much to do despite the pressure, so no, it's brilliant organisation from the players. Doyley again, brilliant sitting in there, and we can't wait for Sunday.
Well, it shows the players as a group have got a lot of focus in there, haven't they? Because everyone's talking about Sunday, and this, for some, might have been seen as a bit of an interference, getting in the way of all the build-up, but you wouldn't have guessed it.
No, we weren't talking about it before the game at all, and all the focus ever since Saturday has been on getting a result tonight, whatever side we put out, and keeping that run going. Puts us in a great position in the league now. Not quite safe, but getting there.
8 points off.
Yeah, I think it's the first time might be closer to the top six than the bottom three. So that would be nice if that's the case.
That, does it change the picture in any way for you in terms of what you might be able to achieve in the league, the fact it's down to eight now?
No, not really. We're looking forward to Sunday, and we'll take, you know, see what comes Carlisle at home after that. I think tonight we've got five out of the top six coming to Bramall Lane. That was one of them out of the way tonight. So a lot of big tests ahead for us.
But nothing to fear?
No, there isn't in the league. There isn't generally in football, we've said that. So hopefully the lads will keep the confidence levels high and the work rate even higher, because that's what's getting us the results at the moment.
Just a brief look at Sunday and players that you might have to come back. Can you tell us if Brayford, Maguire, Murphy will all be available for you?
We're not sure yet. I don't think Brayford's the most doubtful out of all of them, but we'll see how the next few days goes with them.
What's the Brayford issue at the moment?
I just strained a calf muscle in the first 10 minutes at MK Dons. It's how that. He's a quick healer, and if you can add a little bit of time for the desire of him wanting to play, then he'll try everything.
Maguire and Murphy, will they be okay?
Yeah, you know, Harry was reasonably close tonight, but there's no point in risking him, especially with the booking hanging over him. And Sean just felt his groin. Murch just felt his groin. So we'll see how he is.
What will the next few days be like now for you and the players building up to Sunday?
Rest, a little bit of training, bit of rest. We'll get all the media stuff out of the way Thursday, and then we can really concentrate on it for the last couple of days.
It's something you can really look forward to and enjoy now, isn't it? Now you've got this business out of the way, you can really focus on Sunday and enjoy it. The atmosphere will be, let's be fair, a bit different to tonight.
Yeah, it will be. It was a great atmosphere tonight. I think the crowd appreciate it. We played well and scored two great goals. But yeah, when you're talking about nearly doubling the crowd, maybe on Sunday, so 5,500 coming from Charlton, which is great. And yeah, we are. We're looking forward to it. It's great to go into it in a position in the league where we're not looking over our shoulder.
And the fact that it just keeps the momentum going into that tie is important, I guess.
Big thing in football that, you know, we go into it probably in a different frame of mind if we'd lost tonight. Even despite the great run we've had, we wouldn't be as buoyant as we are at the moment.